Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 226, Freedom at What Price? America has just celebrated 200 years of freedom as a nation. There is a question in the minds of some as to how deserving we are, or how long we shall continue to remain a free people. Our founding fathers built this nation on faith in God. It was a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. It was conceived as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. It involved the dreams of men and women who did not hesitate to say, "In God we trust." Ours was a noble beginning, but what can be said of the present trend? Here I am reminded of the admonition of the apostle to the Galatian Christians when he wrote, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke of bondage." Galatians 5, verse 1. It cannot be disputed that our country has enjoyed freedoms and liberties the like of which few nations have ever known. We enjoy freedom of the press, of religion, and the ability to move about to a remarkable degree. Will we entangle ourselves in the yoke of sin to where we become enslaved? On one occasion, God commanded his people, under the Levitical system, to pause and hallow a particular year. It was designated the year of Jubilee. The record is given in Leviticus 25. The 10th verse of that 25th chapter reads, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his family." The year of Jubilee was to be a year of liberation throughout the land. Freedom was to be proclaimed for the poor and the oppressed. The disinherited were to be restored to their lands. Debts were to be repaid and forgiven. Those bound to economic servitude to others were to be freed. It was a year climaxing in love, in justice, and mercy. It was designed to focus on the faithfulness of God. The year was not to be celebrated by means of pomp, pageantry, and ceremonial acts, but through concrete acts that would lead to a deeper commitment of God's justice. Yet the history of this ancient peoples reveals that they continually turned to idols and gods of their own making. They trusted in their own self-sufficiency and in things. They overlooked and often ignored the weightier matters of justice, mercy, and love. And as a result, they were confronted with the judgment of God. Will we in America be guilty of making the same mistakes? It is my contention that we shall, unless rather drastic measures are taken to reverse the present trend. David wrote, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Psalms 33, verse 12. The masses among us have turned to trusting in false values, false gods and idols of their own making. Instead of worshiping God, our people are bowing down before the altar of materialism, progress, technology, and weapons. We are relying on what is invisible, tangible, and synthetic. Often we hear concern expressed with regard to the enemy from without, communism and the like. Why is it we fail to see that our greatest and most potentially destructive enemy is actually within ourselves? It comes through trusting in ourselves and not in the Lord. Our greatest danger is one of moral and spiritual decay from within. Do you recall Babylon the Great and how her leaders boasted? On one occasion, the king of Assyria had taken his army and overrun all the nations round about down to the land of Judah. He assembled his army before the city of Jerusalem and insisted that its people surrender. Well, the king in Jerusalem laid this matter before the Lord, and God answered as follows, "Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, By the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend the city to save it for my own sake, for my servant David's sake. That was taken from Isaiah chapter 37, verses 33 through 35. The next verse tells us that an angel of the Lord came into the Assyrian camp that night and smote 185,000, all of whom were dead corpses the following morning. Then the army hastily beat a retreat homeward. There was no battle. The Lord had seen to that. When we trust in the Lord, we have nothing to fear. Today, our people are trusting in the wrong things and consulting the wrong sources. Instead of looking to the Lord, we are consulting the gurus, mysticism, astrology, and reading our horoscope. If we hope to maintain our freedom, we must get back to trust in God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for calling Bible Call. The message.